Once upon a time, there were five inseparable friends. They were always playing and dancing together, running up and down on the bare fields where they lived. They ran to the top of a hill and paused, seating themselves around the little peak that rose out of it. They looked across at the other hill and saw their rivals, another group of five friends. Their rivals saw them looking and jumped up and down, mashing and twisting and scraping the soft ground beneath them. Our heroes did the same. The little peaks on top of the hills seemed to rise even higher as the rival friends tore around them, tripping over them, even pinching them between themselves. When it seemed like even the hills were shaking below them, they stopped and laid down on the soft ground. They agreed that there was only one way to settle their rivalry. They would have a race. Far to the south, there was a hidden valley. Whoever got there first would get to explore it. Each group wanted to win so badly. They stretched and stamped their feet. They ran in little circles on top of their hills to warm up. Finally, they were ready. They stood poised at the peak of their hills. Together, they called out, 3, 2, 1, go! And they raced off, stumbling and sliding down their hills. They jumped and skipped along the plains between their hills and the valley to the south. Some stumbled and fell, but their friends dragged them along until they could get back up. They reached the thick forest near the valley and had to slow down. They slid slowly under the tangled branches, not wanting to get caught on anything. The left group pulled ahead. The right group was dismayed until their rivals tripped over a bumpy boulder sticking out from the top of the valley. The left group fell hard onto the boulder, rolling and screaming and kicking their legs as their rivals blew past them. The right group ran along the ridge that overlooked the valley. They couldn't see much, but they knew there must be something great hidden down there. They reached the end of the valley and twirled in delight. The left group still stomped around angrily at the top of the valley, fuming around the boulder that had tripped them. They all took turns kicking it, over and over. The leader of the right group, Pointer, was so excited. They had won, and now they could explore the valley. He poked around the ridges, crawling up and down them, to see if he could find anything interesting. As he went back down to the bottom of the valley, he slipped off the ridge. He fell into the valley and found himself face to face with a dark cave. How exciting! He called out to his friends, and soon they all clustered around. They poked around the edges of the cave, afraid to go in. But Pointer soon decided that he would take charge and see what was in there. Slowly, carefully, he approached it. He took a deep breath and charged in. Oh, what a wonderful cave, he thought. He bounced from side to side as he ran in deeper. It was dark in there, but it was warm and wet. He went in as far as he dared, then ran out again. He told his friends they had to see it. One by one, the others went in. But they were all scared of the dark, all but Pointer and his taller friend Rudy, who was always right by his side. They went in again and again to the cramped, steamy cave. Meanwhile, the left-hand gang was working themselves up to a frenzy. They'd been beating and battering the little boulder so much that it seemed to have swelled up to twice its normal size. They looked down and saw their rivals were running and jumping and having a great time near the bottom of the valley. Quietly, They stole down in their direction, moving slowly so as not to be seen. Soon, they could see what they were doing. The left-hand gang seized with jealousy. Their rivals had found a cave. As they watched their rivals explore deeper and faster, they decided they would find one too. They slipped even further south. Then they saw it. A round entrance nestled between two rising hills. They gathered around it cautiously, brushing lightly up against it before moving back nervously. They were all afraid to go in. Indy, the leader of their gang, decided that someone must, and that that someone would be him. The opening wasn't big. He had to wriggle slowly through the entrance. He thought he might get stuck a couple of times, but found that if he went slow, he could push deeper. He went as deep as he dared, hoping to find something great hidden deep in the cave, something that would make his rivals jealous. But he found he couldn't go too far before the tunnel stretched and curved away in front of him. He had a tantrum right there. He kicked at the walls, twisting around madly and screaming. His friends heard his muffled cries echoing out of the tunnel. "Is he hurt?" they asked. "Should we go in after him?" they wondered. In the end, they decided to just pull him out. He screamed at them to leave him alone and dived back into the cave. He wanted to be alone. They were having none of it, and every time he dived back in, they pulled him out again. And every time they pulled him out, he dived back in. Meanwhile, Pointer and Rudy were playing a fun game while the others watched and dug their feet into the ground around them. They were racing from the entrance of their cave all the way to the back, then back to the entrance. They traced along the slick walls so they wouldn't get lost in the dark. Back and forth they raced. Instead of getting tired, they ran faster every time. They noticed the cave seemed to be getting wetter, but that just made it more fun. They splashed through it as they raced, trying to trip each other, jumping up to touch the walls and ceiling as they ran. Finally, they were running as fast as they could, over and over. Indy, too, was moving as fast as he could, diving back into his tunnel every time he was yanked out. Then, something strange began to happen. The hills around the valley seemed to be writhing. Everything around them started shaking. They didn't stop playing, but they wondered what was happening now. Pointer and Rudy's cave was soaking them now. They powered on, enjoying the feeling. Indy's cave seemed to grow tighter around him each time he dove back in. The hills around the valley seemed to be closing, squeezing together. Then it happened. An eruption shook them all, knocking them to their feet. Pointer and Rudy slid out of the cave as it almost seemed to clamp around them, a gush of wetness pushing them right out of the entrance. The right-hand gang ran up to their hill and clustered around the little peak at the top. The left-hand gang pulled Indy out of his tunnel, and they ran too. But again, they tripped on the little boulder and fell hard on top of it. They kicked and grinded at it, mashed at it. They forgot about the shaking ground and the strange sounds coming from the sky, and just took their anger out on the little boulder. The right-hand gang worried the little peak at the top of their hill, as the world shook around them. They even fell flat as the quakes shuddered underneath them. Finally, it passed, and the ground was still again. The gang slowly walked towards each other. They met at the little ditch in the center of the plains. Pointer looked at Indy. Indy looked at Pointer. Then at the same time, they smiled. "That was fun," they shouted together. "Let's do it again tomorrow." The end.